This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Get your scores from a guy like me who knows what it's like to have a groin injury.
Oh, big night of sports. Lots of stuff going on. Breakdown the Twins with Terry Steinbach. Omar McMillan will join us, head coach of Richfield High School. David Hedberg from Mr. Basketball. Bill Robertson. Scott Eggington. We'll talk about the Hill Murray situation and much more. But our leadoff man is the man that just grabbed the headlines last night, Jameson Battle. From De La Salle High School to George Washington University to the transfer portal, and he's coming back home to play for the Golden Gophers. Jameson, congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And you were on your way to watch your sister play in the state girls tournament, correct?
Yep, I am.
That's quite a team they got, isn't it, at Hopkins?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they've been good for a while. So, I mean, you see what Paige did last night. So,
what'd you think of that performance by her last night by Paige?
I mean, honestly, it's nothing new with Paige. I mean, she's been doing it since high school. So,
You know, and she makes it look easy because she's so efficient, doesn't she?
Yeah, so efficient.
All right, explain. You went out and put up big numbers at George Washington. Last time I saw you, you were in the backcourt with Terrell Terry there, your buddy at De La Salle. He's now playing for the Dallas Mavericks. You went out and put up 17 a game. What led you back to Minnesota?
I think it was just, I mean, talking with Coach Johnson this past week, it's just something that it's always been a dream of mine just to play at home. And I think playing at home in front of family and friends is something that you can't pass up. I mean, I had other opportunities. I think it was between the U and Miami. And I would flip each day between Miami or you, but the past two or three days, it had been all Minnesota, and that's when I knew the time was right just to commit.
That beachfront of Miami does have to be a little bit tempting, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was tempting, but then it's hard for me to pass up playing at home, and I think that's what ultimately led me back to Minnesota.
What, you know, Ben Johnson went to De La Salle, you went to De La Salle, obviously many years apart, but did you know him well over the years?
Yeah, so I don't know if he knows this, but he was actually, because when he was on staff with Patino, he was actually the first coach that ever came and watched me at like an open gym when I was at Benilde. So we had developed a relationship, and then when I hit the portal, he started to recruit me at Xavier, and things worked out the way they did. He got the job at the U, and then I committed under him.
And was that a big part of it? I mean, the fact that you had a comfort level with him?
Yeah, I think what he was talking about in the Zooms, what he talked about when we had talked on the phone, well, it was something that I look forward to and something that I think he can really build and we can really build on at
now,
the U.
You had great success at George Washington. What was it like to play there the last couple of years?
It was pretty cool. I mean, being in D.C., it's the world's most powerful city. D.C. is something where, I mean, you see what happened this past year with the inauguration and whatnot, but I was living in history. And I think playing at GW helped me really develop my game, and nothing but respect to the coaching staff and the players there. So, I mean, it was good playing at GW.
Yeah, you can't beat that, can you? I mean, it really is amazing. The era that you live in, you've been denied because of the COVID, and yet your life has been opened up by this transfer portal, hasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, transfer portal, it's different this year. I mean, you see how many kids are entering. But I think it was something I had to do. I think in order for me to play at the higher level, play at the Big Ten, play at home, is something that I always dreamed of, and it's something that ultimately I needed to do for my career.
What do you see when you look at the Gopher roster as it stands right now?
You know, I see guys like Gabe Kalischer, guys like Brandon Johnson, Liam, guys like that who played last year and who know how to win. You know, I know there was struggling at the end of the Big Ten season, but They played well at the beginning of the season, and I think adding different pieces, adding Coach Johnson and adding me can really help, and I think can really build something special.
And we have no idea yet, I mean, what the roster will look like, because there's still great players out there that are in the transfer portal.
Yep, I know. That's the craziness of the transfer portal. You know, you can go out and get players, and I think that's what college coaches will now lean to, because why not get a guy who has experience in the college level instead of getting someone who would be a first year out of high school?
So when you put your name in there and the numbers pop, you know, 17 points a game, et cetera, I mean, is it getting like being a crazy recruit again? Or are you getting hearing from a lot of people? What happens?
So I remember waking up. I hit the portal on a Monday. I remember waking up and I look at my phone and my phone just blew up. It was kind of overwhelming. And then a week later, I started to actually take calls just because I wanted to get back home and get settled down. But, I mean, there were schools that contacted me that, I mean, I had never even imagined I would play for when I was younger. And I think it was really cool to see that. But it's just a testament to the work I put in this past summer in quarantine, just developing myself and developing my game.
And is it moving so fast that they'll offer you a scholarship sight unseen just because they know what you've done?
Yep, and I think that's the thing with the portal. You know, you see the stats, you see what players have done, you watch the film, and you realize, like, they could do this at a higher level, they can do this at somewhere else. And I think that's what the portal is now. I think it'll develop and evolve as years go by if this one-time transfer passes.
Yeah, and basically, as long as there's no red flags on the kid, right? As long as he's not getting out for some reason, we'll bring him in because he's already passed the test, so to speak, right?
Yep, that's basically what it is.
Wow. Now, your dad has told me that he is the number one reason that you've succeeded, that he worked with you on both hands and your handles. Is that correct?
I think it's part of it. I think he's had a big help. I don't know if he's the number one reason next to him right now, but
I know him well enough that I could throw that out there.
Yeah, but I mean, he's been key to my game. He put the ball in my hands and he's helped me develop. He's helped me develop my shot. I mean, one thing is that he never let me take three point shots until I was in seventh grade.
Good.
Now that's what I do. So
sure, but you're a better 3-point shooter because you didn't develop bad mechanics, is what you're saying, right?
Yep. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and he had a pretty good game himself back in the day, right?
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I don't know if it's true. You know, I wasn't able to watch him, but he tells me that he used to go to the Pro-Am back when it was a thing, and he made it to some championship games there, but I don't know if he ever won.
Yeah, I don't think he did. I think he was consolation the one year back in, I think it was 89.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he missed two free throws there at the end of the game, or they could have won the consolation. So tell him we've got that on tape somewhere, okay?
All right, I will.
Well, Jameson, you go enjoy the game, but thank you so much, and welcome back home.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
You bet. Jameson Battle is a new member of the Golden Gophers, from De La Salle High School to George Washington and coming back home to play for Ben Johnson, another De La Salle player, and he also played with Gabe Kelscher in high school. And those two could, in theory, be on the wings together. You could put those two on the wings, and Jameson can shoot it, and he can go down low. He's big enough and physical enough to. And now you need a good point guard if you assume that Marcus Carr doesn't come back. And I think that's probably a good assumption. Carr's really got two options. He can move to another team, or he can go NBA. You know, he's had enough professional people look at him and say, you know, you got a chance to play. But he'd probably have to get what they call a two-way contract to do it. And if he can get that, who knows? It would make some sense for him to take a look at that and move on. Dennis, let's do this. Let's take a break because I think we're going to be able to get another guest as we talk about this Hill Murray situation. They're denied so far the opportunity to play in the state hockey tournament. We'll take a break, come back, hopefully with a guest to talk about just that around the corner. But before we do, I want to talk about Fahey Sales. You got something you want to move and you don't know how to move it, you go to Fahey Sales. Why? Because they're experts in it. They take what you've got. Assets. Maybe this spring you're going, hey, I'm running the clubhouse here and we got all new golf cars. What am I going to do with the old ones? Because they're still in good shape. You call Fahey Sales. Maybe you work for the county and you go, we got a fleet of new pickup trucks that we're going to run. What am I going to do with the old ones? They're still in good shape. You call Fahey Sales. Maybe you just inherited Grandpa's farm because he passed on and you say, I don't know. I live in the city. I don't even know what to do with this or what some of these things are. You call Fahey Sales and they'll come out, take a look. They'll tell you what the value is. They'll shine it up. They'll do everything good. and then they'll help you move the product, and they'll give it worldwide exposure. And they've been doing this online thing before most of these Johnny-come-latelys knew about the online thing. They're that good at it. They're the originals. They're the best. Jim and Linda Fahey demand that from their staff, and they are unbelievable at it. FaheySales.com. Look them up on the web, FaheySales.com. Turning your assets to cash in a global market. Radio.com still in play, so is the Odyssey app. Download it, put it on your dial, and it will take you places that you want to go. News Talk 830 WCCO. Omar McMillan, Richfield basketball coach, will join us. What a ride they've had in the 7 o'clock hour. This is one of the most unfortunate stories in a series of unfortunate stories that we've seen this winter. The Hill-Murray hockey team has been denied so far a chance to play in the state high school hockey tournament because they played a team where a player tested positive for COVID, and by 24 hours or one day, they would miss the deadline. If they played on Thursday, they could play. They're scheduled to play tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. against Wayzata. That's in the 7-day. They need to be eight days out before they could play, so they took it to court, and they filed, and the motion was denied, and I'm not sure what avenues are left. Bob Kaufman is a parent to one of the players and someone that knows a whole lot about it because he's been in the middle of it all day. Bob, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
What to bring us up to speed, first of all, because this has had to move so quickly. Where are we at with it? I know motion denied, but does that mean done, or is there still hope?
Well, there's certainly still hope from our perspective. We will tell you, or I'll tell you, I'm frustrated with the denial because it wasn't denial on the merits. The judge literally denied the case on the principle that she felt that it should have been heard in either Ramsey County or Hennepin County, which is absurd according to our attorney because the plaintiffs, the 9 boys on this hockey team that are all 18 years old, reside in Washington County.
So to me, that sounds like a cop-out. Am I reading that wrong?
That's exactly what it is. It's a cop-out. And, of course, unfortunately, time is of the essence here. So now there's no opportunity, you know, to appeal this. So we're certainly very frustrated with the judge's decision to not actually make a decision. She also said in her response that the defendants were not served, and that is just flat out not true. We have documentation of that. So very frustrating. The good news is the Minnesota State High School League has not officially put in writing that the game is canceled. Everything's hearsay at this point, phone calls, so we are still hopeful that they will come to the right decision.
Okay, there's a missing link here from my standpoint where I'm trying to fill in the blanks. The Department of Health, have they wavered at all? Have they said, no, it's an 8-day? Have they said anything that's given you some hope that they would pronounce you healthy enough to play?
Well, so here's the absurdity of it. There are situations where other teams have had similar situations, and depending on who you get at the Department of Health, some of them have deemed those circumstances to not be considered high-risk exposure.
So there is a precedent there.
There's a precedent.
The Department of Health could look at this, and in theory, and as I mentioned earlier, there's nobody on Hill-Murray's team that has tested positive.
That's correct. No symptoms from anybody.
Nothing. So this is solely because they played against a team, and I know that you have provided the videotape to show how close in proximity, et cetera, but you're down to one player from another team as to trying to decide whether or not that would merit it, huh?
Yeah, I mean, the disparity is what has, I think, me and so many people fired up, not just about this hockey situation, but about what we're doing as a society as a whole. So we watched the tape. The longest that any player was on the ice with this individual from White Bear was a minute and 48 seconds. Mm-hmm. The longest time that there was close contact with that individual was 4 seconds. I was just at the Mall of America, shoulder to shoulder with people. Right?
Don't get me going. I mean, the irony of all this stuff. You can't play. Just don't go to Target because you could catch it there. You know.
Right. Right. So where do we stop? And these kids are not the ones at high risk. We know that by now. Right. And so this is a lifelong dream. I've watched 20 kids come home in tears today. This is a lifelong dream since these kids were 2 years old. people like Neil Broughton, who signed our affidavit, who won a gold medal, who won two NCAA championships, who was in the NHL, says his fondest memory of all of his hockey experiences was playing in the state high school hockey tournament.
Yeah,
above and beyond all of that.
And I don't know, you know, you just touched on something that it's really hard to explain unless you've competed year round and trained year round and dreamt for 15 years. It's really hard to explain that to someone who hasn't, isn't it? I mean, you get this glazed look and you're thinking, no, you don't get, this is my being, you know, for better or worse, this is what I think about every day when I get up.
And it's deeper than that. The attorney for the Minnesota State High School League said, oh, so really the worst that's going to happen is a kid can't play in a hockey game, right? That's the attitude. But let me tell you why it's more important than that. One of the affidavits we filed in our lawsuit was from an NHL scout. And the NHL scout continued to say how this particular tournament is one of the most highly scouted events because these kids are forced to play at a level of intensity that they have never played at before. And so they're really able to judge the players' capabilities in those circumstances more than any other game that they could watch these players play in. And so we have players on our team that are being highly scouted to hopefully play in the NHL someday and make their living doing it. And they're now being denied this opportunity to earn a living, quite honestly, eventually, because of some potential four-second exposure. It's quite honestly criminal.
And I hope the scouts do due diligence on that and watch them in competitive situations so that this doesn't cost them. But, you know, Centennial last week had to bow out. And I guess I never investigated that situation. Didn't know if it was one of their players or who. But was that a precedent setter, did you find in this?
You know, I'm not an expert on the circumstances in that case, so I don't know. I will tell you there are cases that we've studied with a basketball team and another hockey team where even though there was a positive case against, or from an opponent that they played, in those cases the team was still allowed to play. So, you know, unfortunately, all of this, you have to remember, too, these are recommendations. These are not laws. Right, so the Minnesota Department of Health gives a recommendation.
Don't get me going. I know.
And so that's why we're still hopeful that the Minnesota State High School League will hear our pleas and make the right decision for these kids. Because we still haven't seen a positive test result. We believe it happened, but nobody will provide it to us.
But in fairness to the high school league, they basically have throughout this gone with the Department of Health, right? So if the Department of Health says to them, hey, we think they'll be just fine, they would probably accept that, correct?
That's correct. And, you know, that's where, again, it becomes up to the individual.
Who gets the case, huh?
Yeah. And everyone,
it's like you're an attorney, right, Bob?
No, thank God.
You've just been involved in this. What judge gets the case, huh?
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly the unfortunate truth.
Oh, boy. I'll tell you what. Last year I saw it when they eliminated the basketball tournament, and, you know, Eden Prairie had this magical season going, and it was over, and every other team that made the tournament. And the irony of it is, of course, that last year Hill Murray won the last state tournament that was played, and in a magical ride, and won the whole. But who'd have thought, Bob, that a year later we'd still be fighting this virus and that the team that won it and the number two seed going in would be the victim of it? I just never thought by now we'd still be facing this. Did you?
No, I'm disappointed that we are. You know, as a society, you know, we need to start to make better decisions. This is a good example of where it's just wrong, and it's not fair to these kids.
Bob, appreciate it very much. Keep us updated if anything changes tonight.
Sounds great. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Bob Kaufman, parent to one of the Hill Murray kids. And I'm not going to take sides into the Department of Health and High School League. And, you know, the High School League's in a terrible spot. Because, if the Department of Health doesn't sign off on it, I would imagine you become fairly liable if anything happens. And the High School League wants, they want Hill Murray to play. They want Centennial to play. They want all these teams to play. They're not out there trying to bang the gavel. They want every kid and every opportunity they can get for these kids. And they're backed into a corner because they can't, I don't think they can supersede, you know, the Department of Health if anything came out of this. And the idea that they move their JV team up to play, their JV team hasn't played in 2 weeks. On top of that, you don't even know. What if one of them was positive and gave it to a Wayzata kid, and the Wayzata guy eliminated the next day because of it? I mean, you don't. There's all kinds of ramifications. What if someone got hurt? It's just, I know there's a takeaway here. I know the kids will feel at some point in time, they'll be able to say they learned something from it. But right now, it just hurts. And for the last year, it has just hurt kid after kid, program after program. We've seen so many of them have to step aside. And all I can say is we're with you and we feel for you, kids. And it falls under the category of life isn't fair. And that's as good as we can get with it. But the other piece to that is, and I truly don't think, unless you've given as much as many give to their athletic career, you have no idea how it burns in you. You have no idea how much playing means to you and the chance to win and the opportunities mean to you. And you have no idea what it's like to get up every day with that sense of purpose and that dream. And if you have never played sports, you really are better served just not to comment. And don't say it's just about a game, it's just a tournament, it's just that, you know, it won't be the worst thing that happens in your life. Just don't say anything right now. Just don't say anything. Because when you give that much to something, when you invest that much of yourself into something, it means a whole lot more than you think to you and your family and your town. So you just don't say, well, this isn't any big deal. Just don't say that because you don't know. Omar McMillan when we come back. Sports to the Max, WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.